From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter Friday to deny using an expletive, meaning dirty and impoverished, to describe African nations El Salvador and Haiti. He tweeted, quote, "The language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used," end quote. Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin said otherwise.
As Senator Graham made his presentation, the president interrupted him several times with questions. And in the course of his comments, said things which were hate-filled, vile, and racist.
Greek protesters clashed with police on Friday after a march of some 20,000 against new reforms to be voted on in Parliament. Bill Gallo has that story.
Protesters struck at shield-wielding riot police with flagstaffs outside the Parliament building, with police responding with batons and volleys of tear gas into the crowds. The bill, pending Parliament approval on January 15th, would restructure family benefits, introduce a new process for property foreclosures, and make it harder to call a strike. The draft law has outraged many Greeks, who have seen living conditions and incomes plummet since the country first sought international aid in 2010. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
South Korea has asked the World Trade Organization for authorization to impose annual trade sanctions worth at least $711 million on the United States, a filing which was published by the WTO on Friday, as well as those sanctions arising from a dispute over trade in washing machines. Seoul also asked for permission to impose an open-ended amount of trade sanctions if Washington broke the rules again with regard to other products. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reiterated Friday Japan's denouncement of South Korea's additional demands regarding the two nations' agreement on the comfort woman issue.
The Japan-South Korea agreement on the comfort woman issue is a promise between two nations. Keeping this promise is an international and universal principle. We cannot accept South Korea's unilateral demands for additional measures.
A South Korean investigation appointed by the government concluded last month the dispute over the women could not be fundamentally resolved because the victims' demand for legal compensation had not been met. On Thursday, South Korea's justice minister set global Bitcoin prices into a temporary spiral and virtual coin markets into turmoil when he said regulators were preparing legislation to halt cryptocurrency trading. Jeff Custer has more as the country's tech-savvy population responds.
As of Friday, a petition on the website of the presidential Blue House had drawn more than 120,000 signatures opposing the move, and heavy internet traffic briefly crashed the site. The online uprising against the government's plans puts President Moon in a tough spot, and his office was quick to say a ban is just one proposal under consideration. In September of 2017, China cracked down on cryptocurrency trading, citing what officials saw as broader risks to the country's economy. As South Korea accounts for about 15% of global Bitcoin trading, according to the website CoinHills.com, how regulators approach the issue will likely have international effects. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A top politician says that a former Egyptian army chief of staff will contest the upcoming presidential elections in March, as other candidates have faced heavy pressure to drop out. Raghab Hilal Hamida, the head of the policies committee in the Egypt Arabist Democratic Party, told the Associated Press Friday that Lieutenant General Sami Anan has accepted the candidacy of the nomination of his party. He said that Egypt's president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's popularity has taken a blow after painful austerity measures saw a large sector of Egyptians falling into poverty or economic hardship. Tunisian authorities arrested another 150 people, including local opposition leaders, on Friday, bringing the total detained close to 800 in response to demonstrations this week against price and tax increases. Protests, some violent, flared across Tunisia on Monday when one protester was killed, before ebbing on Thursday. Protesters have burned dozens of state buildings, prompting the government to send the army into several cities and towns. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com 24 hours a day or on our mobile platform. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.